You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Okay. Today is Thursday, April 16th. It is week 101. As the European woman said a little bit ago, this is Destiny Pizzas. We're going to talk about some This Week in Movies in the Now. Oh, wait. So you know the deal. Every day episode. And to make this one more listenable, because you're like, okay, you told me the movies. I could have just gone on phone, whatever. Movie phone. I don't think that exists anymore.
Movie phone. I like that Seinfeld episode.
You could have just gone on like IMDb, Box Office Mojo. I watched the trailer for every movie that's coming out this weekend. Tonight, Friday. And I can tell you which ones to watch and which ones not to watch. How does that sound to you, Mike?
Sounds like a good idea, because now we can be like, from the 2 minute or so
trailer
clips of it, what do you think?
I think for the most part, this is very self-explanatory, but...
Yeah,
there's only one movie I would not watch this week.
Mm-hmm. So I'll list them coming out this week. Is Child 44, Monkey Kingdom, Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, and Unfriended.
Okay, so Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. Mm-hmm. Let's go with that one. That one.
This is the sequel.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Observe and Report.
Different movie.
Which is like almost the same movie.
Yeah. Except one's kid-friendly and one's not kid-friendly.
Yeah. This one, I forgot what the premise is.
There's a Segway in this one.
Yeah.
He rides a Segway.
But it's like he got a promotion and already has 2 stars. After 6 years of keeping malls safe, Paul Blart has earned a well-deserved vacation. He heads to Vegas with his teenage daughter before she heads off to college.
He has a family?
Yeah, that's so depressing. But safety never takes a holiday. When duty calls, Blart answers. So, don't watch this movie. Oh yeah, I forgot it's in Vegas, and I think it just seems so dumb.
Wait, so he's in a different mall this time? Have you seen the first one? I have not seen the first one.
The first one, he's in a mall. I think it's Mall of America. Mm-hmm. The second one, he's in Vegas.
Oh, so he moves from mall to mall.
No, so he's on vacation.
Oh, but what?
But then something happens. He's like, don't worry.
He's like,
I'm a mall security guard.
Wow.
I remember the one time I had a run-in with a mall security guard.
How was that?
We ditched high school. It was in high school. We ditched school, and we're walking around the mall, and then we're like, oh, shit, we need to go back to school. And I was like, wait, let me get a tea. I go in, they make my tea, and I was like, I need to run back to my friend's car. So I'm running. Security guard's like, stop running! That's it.
That was it?
Yeah.
Didn't they have or still have or used to have, like, truant officers that, like...
Were at the mall?
Not necessarily at the mall.
They still do, I think.
Oh, okay. I've never had a run-in with those people. I don't know.
I don't even know if they exist.
Yeah, I feel like it's a myth, but I've heard the myth, so I figured I'd find out if someone knew about it.
Okay, Child 44. We're just going to go down the list besides that movie.
All right.
Child 44. Bane meets...
Oh, there's the Bane.
There's the Bane reference from Monday. You had to wait a few days for that one.
It paid off, I think. Yeah. Wait, is it going to pay off?
Bane meets... What's his name?
It definitely pays off.
Jim Gordon.
Oh, shoot.
Gary Oldman and...
They're together in a movie?
Tom Hardy are both in this movie. It takes place in Soviet Russia. And
How do you do a Bane Russian accent?
Oh, it sounds just like Bane without the mask.
Yeah.
It really does. Tom Hardy is like... I think he's KGB or something. And this is what I gather from the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Or should we just read the synopses?
It's up to you. You're watching the trailer.
I like the trailer. I like this part.
I like you just piecing it together from what you watched. And like, it may not even be that fresh in your mind for all I know.
No, I saw two of them right today. Before this.
Okay. So maybe like, I like it better because then it's just what you get from the trailer.
Yeah.
It's trailer talk. It's not about...
It's like the opposite of reviewed.
Exactly. It's not informed. It's not explained. It's just... They told me the movie's about this.
Yeah.
Now, it may not be about that, but that's what the trailer tried to tell me.
Yeah. Okay. So, I think he's a KGB agent or something, and this guy's sad. He's like, my child was hit by a train. And he's like, hit by a train? You see, okay, so in the beginning of the trailer, you see
his
this
child's
kid.
Hit by a train?
You see this kid in the train yard, and a shadow approaches him. He's like, are you alone? And then it flashes to this dinner party, and you see Tom Hardy saying, you are very beautiful. When I was younger, I wanted to leave everything behind and marry you. So I think that's his partner's wife. Mm-hmm. Then you see his partner crying later on. My son was hit by a train. They go to the body. He says he was hit by a train, but they think he was murdered. And then his superior is like, murder is from the capitalist pigs. Like, murder is... the capitalist pigs are responsible for murder. It doesn't happen in Soviet Russia, apparently.
What's the time period you think it's set in?
I think it's 1950s.
Okay.
Russia. And, so then... You see it flash back to Tom Hardy and his partner. He's like, it was an accident. Don't you forget that. And then he's like, I'm going to investigate it. Okay, I'm done with the stupid Russian accent. So apparently...
Where does Gary Oldman come into play? Is that his partner?
He's like even superior to his superior.
He's his boss, okay. He's his boss.
Then they find out another child has been murdered.
Oh, jeez. So it's a crime wave.
And then another child has been murdered and they're trying to piece it all together.
I think Stalin did it.
And Gary Oldman's character is like, there have been 43 child murders. And he's like, 44.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you got to do another one.
My partner's child was murdered. And that's how the trailer ends. So it's basically
interesting.
Tom Hardy and Gary Oldman investigating a murder.
Cool.
And Russian trains and stuff.
It actually sounds interesting.
Yeah, it sounded really interesting.
I never heard of this movie.
Yeah.
But it sounds interesting.
Monkey Kingdom is a Disney nature movie narrated by Tina Fey. I believe it takes place in India. It's about a mother and a baby monkey. And then they're like happy together. And then something happens where other monkeys are introduced and they have to move from the jungle to the urban jungle. And I forgot what the two monkeys' names are, like Maya and Kia or something like that. Cute monkeys. And it's just like, I'm so happy because I forgot what other movie. Was it Chimpanzee?
Yeah.
Where it gets deserted behind, right? There's like a movie where the whole movie is just about this monkey.
Yeah, the...
Or
the
ape that gets deserted.
Yeah. The mom either gets killed or like... Yeah,
they all leave.
Yeah.
And it's leave. Just by itself. And
I
I'm
never
like,
saw the whole thing of that.
I'm like, how like, sad.
In the beginning and I was like, this is...
I'm like, what?
Terrible.
How do they make up these narratives is my question.
I think they just catch a monkey and they're like, we're filming.
We're just
going to
film it and then we'll make the story afterwards.
Yeah. I think they tried.
What
to
if
do
a
it,
monkey just
like,
gets blown away during this while they're filming?
They're like, oh, shit.
They're like, oh, God, we just wasted.
They probably like move on to another monkey. They won't notice.
They won't notice, yeah.
Hopefully.
So they have to move from like the jungles of India. I think it's India to the urban areas. And they're like, family is wherever, or like home is wherever you're with your family. And that's the story. And it seemed really nice. No Tina Fey in the commercial, though.
She's probably just doing the voiceover.
Doing the voiceover work in the commercial, though.
Oh, none of it?
It was all the song
strange.
By Lorde, We're Only 17.
Yeah.
Where I'm kind of tired of putting... Yeah, that song.
Yeah, huh.
And, like, words on the screen.
So it said, like, narrated by Tina Fey.
Didn't say that on the...
Oh.
I only know that because I saw a poster.
It. Okay. I was like, how are you getting
If you saw the trailer, you wouldn't know that. For the trailer I saw.
Yeah.
I didn't watch all the trailers. I only watched one trailer.
Okay.
And last but not least, Unfriended. We saw this trailer a while back. And you're not one for horror movies.
No.
Did this movie scare you?
Not from the trailer, but
yeah.
I just don't know how the actual movie... I heard a fact about this movie that it's all in
one shot.
One shot. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy.
So, this movie, it's about a group of friends who... I guess this girl got drunk and got raped. It was filmed. Nowadays, kids with their cell phones. Someone uploaded it to YouTube. Later on, that some guy's videotaping something. The girl in that video, well, she gets cyberbullied a bunch, kills herself on video. Like a year later or something, or a few months later, a bunch of friends of hers all sign on for like a Skype chat. It is Skype. It's very obvious Skype.
Yeah.
Makes all the Skype sounds.
You know, yeah, you know it's not a
it's not some service. Random service. Yeah. And then like some random person keeps trying to get in this chat and then they're like, oh, it's her. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I know who did this. Uploads all these pictures, all these viruses and everything. It's like all these pop-ups and everything. And then she's like, lights out, and all the lights turn off, and everyone freaks out. And they're like, okay, who's doing it? Put your hands up. Put your hands up. And then, like, you hear screaming and stuff, and I guess she's, like, killing everyone one by one until the person admits that they were the one who uploaded this video of her getting raped while she was drunk, passed out. So I guess the story is, don't rape anyone.
That's usually the story.
Or don't drink a lot of alcohol. But that's no excuse. Even if you drink a lot of alcohol, you should be safe. Except from what your own body will do to you. And don't upload videos of people on the internet without their permission. Especially when they're getting raped. What a bad friend that is. Yeah. You deserve to be murdered by a ghost friend or whatever happens. I don't know, it's weird.
Who knows?
And now for trailer talk. I watched the Human Centipede 3 trailer. Which you heard.
Was it disturbing? I heard it was...
It's pretty disturbing. You see a lot of the first and second one in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a chain of like 500 guys.
That's crazy. All dudes?
Yeah, it's a men's prison.
Wow.
It was like rioting and stuff. I guess his job is going to get like removed.
He's going to be... A bunch of people be dead on that chain.
Yeah, like really fast.
Yeah. Like the chance that everyone survives, or would you have to start over? You're like, no, I got 100. They're all still alive. One guy dies and you're like, shit.
I don't know or if they're doing surgery or they have like this weird harness thing that attached. I don't know.
Weird.
But yeah. It's weird because like in the movie, the prisoners are watching the first and second movie.
Yeah.
And then the warden comes and he's like, crazy.
He's like, now we're doing it.
Yeah. Pretty much. I think it's supposed to take place in Arizona too. So I think it's aimed at General, or what's his name? Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who's the guy from Arizona. Who makes all his prisoners dress in pink because people were stealing clothes, and he's known for being very racist. Wow, this is even shorter than a discussion. I could talk about Monkey Kingdom a little bit more. Child 44.
Well, this is going to happen. I mean, yeah. that's the point. We're trying to get
that's
shorter.
That's true. We are trying to get shorter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Child 40. I think my list, I'd probably want to see Unfriended first. And then Child 44. And then once I'm really depressed about people getting murdered. 44 child murders is a lot.
Yeah, jeez. Is this based on a
book? It's based on a book. Oh, okay. That's what I wanted to say also. Because it said based on a. And I was like, true story? Book. And I was like, oh no.
Was the book based on a true story? Is the book fiction?
I don't know.
Was the book called Child 44?
I don't want to look that up really. The book was called Child 44.
Okay.
Let me just read the synopses. Well, maybe there's something I missed. Set during Stalin's Soviet Union rule, disgraced MGB agent Leo Demidov, Tom MGB? Hardy, I'll find that out after,
KGB.
Is tasked with investigating a strange and brutal series of child murders. MGB. Ministry of State Security, meaning... You want me to say it in Russian?
If you want.
Ministerstvo Gosudarstvennoy Bezopasnosti SSSR. Ministerstvo, I don't know what an upside down E or Omega sounds like. Or a 3.
Russians a backwards 3. Characters.
Vinej? Oh, the Y is J. I forgot about that. Okay. Yeah. Ministry for State Security was the name of the Soviet intelligence agency. So like CIA?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me find out Monkey Kingdom if that was set in India. Oh, Sri Lanka.
Close.
Close, but no cigar.
Close.
And the two guys who directed this one co-directed Earth in 2007, which was the first Disney Nature's first one, Chimpanzees. One of the guys directed, also co-directed African Cats and Bears, and the film was scored by British composer Harry Gregson Williams and was shot using a Sony F65 camera. Which is a digital video camera that offers many of the same features as 35mm motion picture cameras. Yeah. What did you say? What's coming on Netflix?
No, not yet. Coming on Netflix today is Hot Fuzz. Good movie. Simon Pegg. Nick Frost.
A goose.
A goose?
Yeah, there's a goose in this movie.
There's a goose in this
movie? Huh? Remember?
Hell yeah. They hop a fence.
Yeah.
Which is entertaining.
Which I think they come back and do in... Oh, they do in the first one, yeah. In Shaun of the Dead, yeah. And they do it later on in...
Hot Fuzz?
No, and last one.
And,
World's End?
Yeah.
That's a good movie. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for listening. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram and everything, at Destiny Pizzas. Until tomorrow, April 17th, which we discuss We Viewed, Reviewed, and Netflix recommendations... Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.